The humanitarian crisis in Yemen was already quite harrowing even before the war, but the airstrikes that have been ongoing for over a year and a half now have made it all worse. Martha Mundi from LSE specializes in agriculture in Yemen. She says there are clear signs of a scorched earth policy in Yemen.
Very systematic targeting of the basis of rural livelihood and production. That is to say, fields sometimes even, poultry farms, animals, but especially rural markets, roads to rural markets, water installations, all of the agricultural extension or food stores. In short, one sees a real scorched earth policy. The rural population, which is, of course, over half of the Yemeni population, the rural sector, it was the most affected.
So rural areas, fields, markets have been targeted, but also potato chip or baby formula factories have also been hit. And under international law, these kinds of facilities are not legitimate military targets. Adam Barron from the European Council on Foreign Relations says that's not the only problem, though.
Owing in part directly due to what we could call a blockade or blockages on shipments in and out of Yemen, and also indirectly due to the war because of the fact that international shipping companies are much less willing to deliver shipments to Yemen due to things as mundane as insurance premiums. We've seen a sharp and dramatic decrease in the import and export of food and fuel into Yemen. Yemen is a country that is heavily reliant on food imports. We're talking 90% for a lot of staples, if not more. And then also when you have that added to the fact that fuel is also become quite rare, become quite expensive. That means there's less food coming in. And even more importantly, it's much more expensive to transport that food from areas across the country. We're looking at a man-made famine in many parts of Yemen.
It's a twofold situation. On one hand, there's the clear humanitarian crisis. Adam Barron goes as far as saying that an entire generation could be wiped out by hunger in Yemen. Reem Nada is from the World Food Programme in Cairo. She says we've reached unprecedented figures in Yemen.
40 million people need food assistance, but 7 million people, they actually cannot survive without food assistance. People who have reached severe hunger levels, this is incurable and irreversible. So what we need to be doing right now is preventing people from reaching that severe state of hunger. The World Food Programme is providing supplements to people who are suffering from moderate acute malnutrition, which is curable.
On the other hand, we're talking about a coalition backed by Western powers such as the US, the UK, France or Sweden. Christine Beckley is a Human Rights Watch Yemen researcher. She says that there is clear evidence of international law being violated.
We and others have documented the use of U.S. British weapons by the coalition in some of these unlawful attacks, including some of the most deadly, in order to increase pressure on the coalition, to make it very clear to them that this sort of behavior is just not acceptable, that states should stop selling these weapons to the Saudis until they stop unlawful attacks and credibly investigate. And of course, we have not seen them stopping unlawful attacks, and we have also not seen them credibly investigate. It's almost unbelievable that you're now looking at more than a year and a half worth of conflict where the international law violations just continue to mount, and that people really aren't, and states particularly aren't, taking the strong action that is necessary to try and stop these violations on either the coalition side or on the Houthi Saleh side.
LSE's Martha Mundi says that not only is the coalition conducting these unlawful attacks, but it's also managed to limit media coverage of what's happening in the country. This means that many people in the West may not be aware of what their government is supporting in Yemen.